we don't be fucked up.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we straight on that. So you guys, I hope you guys noticed that I'm trying to get my reader audience up and callers automatically, people who call into this show, automatically are going to be entered into a raffle. And this raffle is going to allow you to win part one and two of Rosebud the American PM. The audiobook. Now, this shit is dope. Just trying to get you to understand I'm doing things. So let's go on. What if I was like most of you and I thought of an idea, like my confidence program? What if I was riding around and I thought of, man, I could make a confidence program, blah, blah, blah. And that's all I did, was think of it. That's what you guys did. What happens when you have a real thought is that immediately the next thought is the hardest thing that you need to do, or the biggest thing that you need to do to get whatever this thing you're talking about done. So you went from thinking of an idea to fully completing it. That's your problem. That's your fucking problem. You don't want to see nothing through. Everything is supposed to happen because it just supposed to happen. See, it wasn't easy. It was not an easy thing for me to do, to sit up, think of this confidence program and put it in a curriculum form to where I can teach it. It wasn't easy. But it wasn't something that was going to like break me or like do itself. I had to make myself study some shit. And I had to make myself realize some shit. And then I had to put all that shit together and make it a coherent program somewhat like you could understand. None of it I ever thought of before I started doing it. I'm telling you, I hadn't thought of none of this shit and like slept on it or whatever the fuck. I hadn't thought of none of this shit. When I thought of it, I started doing it. And did not start doing it correctly. I just started doing it. And as I did it, things started shaping up. I started seeing a little clearer what I was doing because I didn't know at first. And as it became clear, the path became clear. So what I'm saying is, get your motherfucking ass up and do something. Get your motherfucking ass up this morning and follow up on some shit that you're thinking. And do it the morning after that, tomorrow morning too. Because I try to impress on you guys. I try to do this. That all the procrastination you do, that's your biggest enemy. If you plan and follow through with that plan, it's going to lead you to your destiny. Just following through. So what I'm saying, let me close this door. Man, that TV bothering me. I don't know if y'all can hear it, but I can hear it. If you follow through with something, it does something to you. It makes you stronger. It builds something in your character that you don't have, that you're missing. What I'm saying is the only way you're ever going to see any of what I'm talking about is to learn to believe in yourself. Nothing is more important than that. Nothing. Nothing I say, nothing you can do, no bitch, nothing is more important than you learning to believe in yourself. Not everyone's going to be able to see what I'm talking about. But those of us who do, you motherfuckers that really do see it and you understand the power of believing in yourself and you didn't realize that's, you know, what you needed, you're going to always win. There isn't one of us, I'm telling you, there is not one of us who hasn't had the same opportunity to excel. I mean, just as you think I've excelled or doing whatever the hell I've done, I mean, come on. You all have the same opportunity. But which one of you motherfuckers going to be honest with yourself? And stop the procrastination, because that's why you ain't doing it. You see, that's the real question. Who's willing to fucking work for what they fucking want? Which one of you guys out there is willing to work for what you want? Because that's the only way you're going to get it. Now, oh, fuck. Maybe I want to split screen this. 216, what's up, bro?
Bud, what's up, man? Top of it. Hey, I got a question for you, man.
Come on.
All right, so listen. So my wife, she left me and my 8 kids, and I moved them down to a new town. And give me some advice, man. I'm trying to get, you know, I got a little daughter. She like 2. I need a bitch to braid her hair. I need bitches, you know what I'm saying, to take care of me. What's your advice from me, man?
No. You don't need no bitch to braid her hair. The only thing you need with your little daughter, I'm not talking about the rest of your kids. I'm talking about your little daughter. The only thing you need is to know that you can't show her how to be no woman. But as far as braiding her hair, dressing her, making sure she clean, all that shit of dad feeding her, all that other goddamn shit, you can do all that shit because I did it. I raised my daughter from 6 months on my own. No welfare, none of that bullshit. And my mothers and sisters wanted to help. No, I'm doing it. But when my daughter got like 11 or something like that, or 12, and started getting her little buds on her chest, shit, I went straight to my sisters and my mama, because I can't show her how to be no woman. I don't know nothing about no goddamn periods, but about being a dad in the early years, everybody know that. Fuck the excuses. Now, what, as far as the rest of your kids, if they're older than your younger daughter, then you just keep rolling like that. Once they get old, my daughter took baths. And once she got a 3 or something like that, 4, I start tripping because people, you know, be saying crazy shit, thinking crazy shit. But my daughter loved taking baths with me. So I said to myself, the first time she noticed me, when, you know, I'm bathing or otherwise, the first time she look at my dick, Is she's too grown. She's too old to be bathing with me. And what I'm saying is that when that time came, and I seen it, she didn't know it. She's just a little kid. And she just looked at shit. I was drying her off and I had to stay. I usually would wait. I have a bubble bath in there. And I, you know, all that shit's all over me. So when I stand her up to dry her off, most times I got all this bubble bath shit on me. But one ever, I don't know what it was or how it happened, but she was able, I seen her look at my dick. And what I'm saying is I didn't say nothing to her. I just knew it was time for me to stop bathing with her. And okay. when I told her that, she fucking went crazy. She used to love bathing with me. But I knew right. she was turning into a little girl. I can't be letting her bath with me. You know, and she's a little girl, and she actually can notice my nuts. That's disrespectful. So you got to think right. of that shit like that so that when you motherfucking get into that shit, you know, you still can be a dad, you know, and loving and all that shit, but you can't overlook what's going on. She's growing right. up. So you can't right. let her see you like that. Now, with other kids, you may have already gone through this, bro, you know, and I may be, you know, preaching to the choir. But what I'm saying is other people listening haven't, you know, and that shit, that scenario you brought up made me think of this stuff, and we helping a lot of people right now, bro. But what's up right. with the rest of the kids? You said you moved them to another city.
Right, Orlando.
Okay, I don't
and you know why, but...
Wait.
Go ahead.
I don't want to know the city. I just want to know, you know, what's up? Was the move successful? Did you get what you want out of what you're doing? You know, what's up?
Man, it was successful. I did it for the. It was successful to answer your question.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say I did it for the reason why you mentioned. You know, my mom was trying to help out, and I didn't want any help, man. I'm not on welfare. I'm not on food stamps. I'm not on any of that. You know. So as far as the move being successful, yeah, the kids love it. I'm happy. But, Bud, you know what? Honestly, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it get lonely, you know. Sometimes, you know, I want companionship, but it's a little bit hard. Actually, I want more than one female companionship. How did you get through that when you went through that, when you was raising your kids by yourself?
Hey, the caller, hold up, 216. The caller just dropped off. Come back home, man. I, you know, you can't be mad because this brother got a lot to say, and I can't cut
My
him
bad.
Off. No, bro, no, I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to the caller that dropped off. What I'm saying, man, come on back on and wait your turn, man. This brother's shit is important, just like yours is. I ain't making you wait on purpose. I'm just busy. But, bro, what I'm saying, what I really mean, as far as that go, is you got all your kids, right?
Right.
Now, you have not said anything about this woman, which is cool, but you did indicate that some kind of way she's still in the picture, and you was, you know, I cut you off, but it seemed like you was getting into some situation where you and her, you wanted to say something about you and her. Is that right?
No, that's wrong.
Okay, what was it then?
No, I was just saying sometimes I want companionship and, you know, to move on, to move forward, but no, she cut off.
Now, at first, when you mentioned it, you mentioned her, but still, maybe I read it wrong. But what I'm saying okay. to you, bro, is, you know, you got all your kids.
Yeah.
You are responsible as a dad. So what I'm saying is, have you understood that your bitch ain't shit? She wasn't shit?
But that was a hard, I understand it now. But that ain't easy, though, bud.
I'll ask you. You say you understand it now. So do you understand it because I am bitch that let a motherfucker take all eight of the kids and ain't really, 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 you know, in there some kind of way trying to make her presence known? She ain't shit. And you didn't tell me she ain't. You didn't tell me she ain't doing all that. But you didn't say y'all was sharing custody. You didn't say she got some of the kids. You didn't say none of that shit. So that means you doing all that shit.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with what you doing, and you doing what you're supposed to do. But my point, or what I'm getting at, is when people are in this situation and they get to thinking about being lonely, instead of them getting their ass up and going out mingling and catching a bitch, they start missing that bitch that they had.
Right.
Hey, bro, you ain't got to tell me. I'm just saying, I don't get fucked up like that, man.
Right.
You right to think, man, I'm getting, you know, I wish I had a bitch here. But you're wrong to sit there and keep and let that shit wear on your mind till you start thinking about that punk ass bitch that ain't taking care of her kid. She ain't reaching the kid shit, and it's almost like an inconvenience when she gotta see him.
Right.
You ain't even gotta see him. You know, I don't care. Right. I don't trip yet. My daughter, when I got my daughter, her mama was on that shit crack. You know, I say, look, babe, all you gotta do is not fuck with me. You can keep the welfare shit. You can do all the money from the shit just like you got Lena. I will pay for Lena to come see you. I will pay for her stay while she's there. But you got to promise not to give me no bullshit. And the bitch, she agreed. And until my daughter got, I think, 13 or 14, every summer, every Christmas, every Thanksgiving, every holiday, I paid for her to go see her mama. And I knew her mama, after she got to be like 6 or 7, I knew her mama was on that shit. So I would give her some money and tell her to keep it away from moms. You ain't hiding it from moms. You just don't want moms to take it in where you can't eat. You know, I'll explain it. I never made it like moms wasn't shit. You know, your mom
right.
is. Your, I never did that. And when my daughter would say, Dad, I don't really want to, I would make her go. Because what I'm saying is, if you a single parent, you don't want your kids fucked up because of the single parent thing. So to make that parent that ain't there, the enemy, he is fucking your kid up. So I made it like, we just ain't together. And I'm, you know, I'm your dad, so I'm supposed to make it to where you can see your mom. But I can't make you like your mom. What I'm
right.
saying is, you can't be mad at your mom, because the kids will be mad at the parent that's
right.
not there. And
mm-hmm.
you don't want, you just don't want them to be mad at the parent that's not there. Because the parent that's not there, as fucked up as that is, they ain't there. So to let the kid be mad, they're going to have a grudge. They're going to have a chip on their shoulder. They're going to grow up with an attitude. And I eliminated that bullshit with my kids. And I learned that from my pimp friend, Shantae. Because I saw how he raised his kids. He made sure he was the motherfucker to take care of his kids.
Right.
Well, I'll be fair. He made sure he was the one to take care of the boys. The girls, he would let them be with the particular mom. But I didn't even do that with the girls. I'm just saying, bro, if you got your 8 kids,
mm-hmm.
being lonely is not your main concern. Your main concern is them. Let's say you didn't handle your main concern. Now your concerns are going towards your needs. You're supposed to
right.
now start thinking about your kids and how the fuck you're going to deal with them like you've been dealing with them and go out and fuck with bitches.
Right.
You got to include that in the scenario. Going
That's
out. And
right.
Because what I'm saying is before, you're just trying to be a good dad. You ain't got time for no bitches. You know, now that
right.
you get it, now you got it to where you know, you can handle it as a good dad, move some shit over or condense some shit to where it's going to make more room for you. Because you got to
okay.
include you. And that's
right.
what you're not doing. And that's what you probably didn't realize. I'm saying everything has to be thought about. That's why I'm not afraid to think. You know,
yeah.
and you should be. Think about what you're doing. Think about what you want. And then go for it, man. If you got your kids in pocket, it's time for you.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying?
Man, I wish I could rap longer, but I know you got another call, man. I feel you 100. I'm soaking it in. That's why I'm quiet.
All right.
It's resonating. All right,
hey,
Blood, I appreciate it, man.
Hey, man, anytime you got anything to talk about real like that, now I get serious when you talk about your kids and moves that you're making.
Yep.
I did what I did with one motherfucking kid. You got 8? Come on, man. You like my daddy. My daddy did what he did. He had 12 motherfuckers he had to feed. 12
right.
kids. Hey, 12 kids plus a wife and his own ass and my auntie that lives with us. That nigga,
wow.
I mean, took his responsibility serious. And you reminded me of him, man. 8 kids? Come on, man.
All right, Bob. I appreciate it, man. Appreciate
it. Hey, look, 216, you know you entered in, man. I hope you win that raffle.
What raffle?
Well, see, you ain't really knowing, man, but callers, the people that call in and I talk to them, they automatically entered into a raffle. And that raffle is for Rosebud the American Pimp audiobook 1 and 2. And if you win,
come through, man. Let me get that. Yeah.
Hey,
I hope
man,
I get it, man.
I can't choose you, man. I can only enter you.
Right.
I can only enter you in the raffle, man.
So I'm glad I called.
If I chose you, it wouldn't be fair, man.
Right. For sure.
Hey, but I'm down with y'all. Every one of you motherfuckers. Just, you know,
right.
Y'all just in and let's roll. But hey, thanks, brother. That call was real, man. And
Thank you, man.
Hey, keep in touch with me, man.
I will. I'm Huck Finn. I will. I'm going to call you.
What's up? Okay.
All right.
All you guys, I mean, as much shit as I talk, calling you all these fucking names and shit, man, this shit, talking to you, see how serious I was with that, brother. That's the real shit. Whatever I talk about is real. It ain't that I'm bullshitting you, but it ain't gonna really help nobody. You either go, well, it'll help you do what you're trying to do. But I'm saying not that kind of help. I'm talking about where a motherfucker don't know what to do. You know, the motherfucker is caught in a conundrum or whatever you call it. And they need to have this outside view to open their view. Man, this is where I'm at. I keep telling you motherfuckers, I don't just talk shit. I'm a genuine educator. I don't give a fuck if you like my methods. But I know they work. And I know most motherfuckers are from the streets or have a street mentality. And that's where I'm coming from. That's why people like me. Because I ain't coming from, I'm so fucking educated. You see my degrees, you motherfucker. I ain't no dumb motherfucker. I don't motherfucking depend on no goddamn words, big fucking words that you don't know so that I can explain them and sound like I know it. No, motherfucker. I say my shit in the most common words possible so that you can know exactly what the fuck I'm saying. I ain't trying to hide with no bullshit. What I'm saying is you guys, not every motherfucker gonna be able to understand what I'm talking about. They just not. But I'm saying, the motherfuckers who will, who do, they gonna be cool. See, it looks as if all I do is get on YouTube, you know, make some fucking videos, smoke goddamn weed, drink alcohol all day, all this motherfucking shit. I don't give a fuck if that's what you think, but that sure in the fuck ain't what I do. I do what I do because I want to do it when I do it because I ain't got no fucking hours. Shit, I can wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and go gambling and win me $300-$400. But then what I'm going to do? Come home and go to sleep? Yeah, that's what I do. Come home, go to sleep, or I come home and stay up. Oh, fuck. That ain't disco. Okay, so what I'm saying, fellas, I do what I want to do, and you don't see the background. You don't see how much work that I put into what I'm doing. Because I make it look like I ain't doing shit, but, I work hard. You need to work hard. You need to believe in yourself. You need to know whatever you think ain't now motherfucker helping you. Period. That's why I got a lot of skills and I use them all. I'm a master of one thing, though. I'm a jack of all trades, but I'm a master a woman, and that motherfucker is me. I know me. I ain't scared of me. I'm not going to cheat me. I ain't running away from me. I ain't going to hurt me. Only thing I'm going to do is help my black ass. I use my skills of communication. And I do that to make, you know, the motherfuckers that's interested. I make them see the value in what I'm saying by the way I say it. Why? Because I'm like them. I'm like you, motherfucker. I'm not some educated bastard that's sitting on some fucking podium trying to tell you some shit. I'm saying, nigga, them shoes you got on, I had on. And I'm liable to still got a pair of them motherfuckers in my closet. Yeah. My ideas cost money. But I didn't wait till I got it from you before I spent it. My ideas are sponsored by me. And if they make money, it's after I already believed in it and spent my fucking money to make it happen. If you do that, I can't see you not doing what the fuck you want to do when you a 68-year-old motherfucker ain't got no goddamn retirement coming in and your ass paying all your motherfucking bills. Doing every motherfucking thing you want to do like you want to do it, as if you work for 40 years at some kind of oil refinery. Well, I might not have it as cool as them. Because them motherfuckers, you know, they work at an oil refinery. They got motherfuckers that work 50 years. Got some kind of fucking retirement kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? And that motherfucker's going to be all right. So I can't try to compare myself with them as far as that goes. But as far as being an old motherfucker, they can't compare themselves with me because I'm doing shit from being broke. I ain't got no fucking $7,000 check coming every month because of my retirement. I got brothers. I got brothers and sisters. That's what kind of money they retired on. They got $7,000, $8,500, and they be crying like a motherfucker. Don't you know? I think I get like $800. I worked enough to get in my 68 years. I worked enough to get, I guess, $800 to $700. And I did work 15 years to get that. But then what I'm saying is, ain't that a bitch? Fuck, I'm going to do with $700 a month. I mean, I ain't saying it ain't shit because I sure look for it. But I'm saying, come on, what can I do? Same thing you motherfuckers on welfare. They telling you can only get $500 or make $500 a month. Or they only going to give you $500. If you make any money and they know about it, they're going to subtract it from your $500. So they're telling you that they want you to live on $500 a month. A lot of motherfuckers say, okay, I'll do that. Man, I've been telling you, you know what? You know, keep a little $500 to some other motherfuckers. But me, miss me with that shit. You know, me and my daughter want the medical. And whatever else, fuck it. I ain't clowning about it. You can take it. You ain't got to give it to me. I don't need no goddamn, what's that shit called? Low rental or housing authority or whatever the fuck that shit. I don't need none of that goddamn shit. Just do my medical. Well, your quarterly report, I ain't reporting a motherfucking thing because I don't need that bullshit. They thought I was a real asshole. I am an asshole because I'm not finna, you know, do some shit, whatever the fuck you talking about. And what I'm saying is, my ideas, you know, I can't report my motherfucking ideas to the motherfucking government. They be fucking with me. But believe me, I live off my ideas. I prosper from my ideas. You better motherfucking get into the notion that you just ain't full of shit. Because if you don't, you'll just think you are and you won't take what you think serious. Oh, God, I mean, I hate this shit on my fucking... I'm on the wrong computer. I want to go over to my blog, though. I might have some calls. There you go, 323. What's up, man?
What's the deal, Rosebud? Hey, what's your email, man?
AskRosebud2Ds@gmail.com.
All right, that part. Thank you.
All right, bro, for sure. See, man, that nigga got to, you know, check shit out, man. I'm doing this shit like Steve Dean. And I guess he be thinking all this shit, man, but I get so wrapped up in what I'm saying, man. I be fucked up. But what I'm saying is times are precious. And I can't think of any reason not to give myself a fighting chance. I can't think of any reason for you not to give yourself a fighting chance either. I mean, to do something in your life. I mean, you don't need to do some life-changing event. Just get in the practice of stating something that you're going to do. Let's fucking do it. That's all. I don't give a fuck. Bow your head and fire off a verbal contract with yourself. Fire off one that you can honor and fucking honor it. If you only knew just how precious this time is that we're living through. Now, I mean, this is only my opinion. You know, none of you motherfuckers got to do it. But I'm telling you, I'm always going to express my opinion. But some things are funny. This may be to you. It is to me. And even I'm guilty of this. But none of us hardly ever try to control ourselves. I mean, as far as keeping track of what you say. I mean, we all... get into catching ourselves when we procrastinate. But when it's about talking, just running our mouths, we don't check ourselves. It's the one thing we surely have control of. The one thing that we have control of in our lives is what the fuck we say out our mouth. But it's funny. Because all of us who have options aren't really using our minds to get the most out of whatever we opt to do. And that's because most of you motherfuckers opt to do the least possible. I ain't like that. I just don't do that. I try for the most. And when I get it, I feel that I should blast it out. I mean, regardless of how fucked up your opinion is about me doing whatever the fuck I do, I'm trying to explain to you the power in me doing it. Because I'm celebrating anything I complete, anything. I don't care what it is. Most of you motherfuckers want to complain about this or that, but not many of you motherfuckers accept what I am. I'm an entrepreneur, and I promote all I do. I'm a man with an agenda. And everybody can't agree with what the fuck my agenda is, but it's my plan. And guess what? I'm following through with it. All of you motherfuckers who have any complaints about me, fine, have them. Sit out there and you let every idea you have fade away into the darkness of your goddamn mind. And then when I move on my idea, you want to be mad at me. Everybody scream about how fucked up shit is, and you continue to close your motherfucking eyes to the real problems. The real problems that go on right under your nose. Why do motherfuckers accept it? Because they're progressive. Or some shit. I'm not, you know, really the type to want to wait. So that's why I do shit on my own. I ain't waiting. I am going to think of something, and I'm going to motherfucking go do it. I'm going to lose money, or I'm going to make money. I ain't scared of either one. Now, on another note, some things just don't make motherfucking sense. That's why I make bullet points for my video. You guys know I didn't tell you, I ain't. I don't be trying to talk off the top of my goddamn head all the motherfucking time. I mean, I do a lot, but not all the time, especially on these videos, because I want to stand out. And I want to stand out because what I say is real shit, shit you can use in your life. I do talk about me, but it ain't, you know, because I'm tripping like that. I be using me as the example. But I just want my shit to make sense. You know, the days get very trying for me because of the senselessness in what goes on in you motherfuckers' mind today. I've been telling you motherfuckers. Now, you got to agree, too. I've been telling you guys that I'm on to something big. And it's this Sidewalk University thing. I just got into another category, which makes me a real legitimate entity, educational entity, and I'm just like stoked because I envision this, and within these few years that you've seen me rolling with Sidewalk University, I'm all the way up there being recognized by the government. I ain't getting. Payment for that, but they didn't give me that recognition. It's up to me how I use it. So what I'm saying is, real motherfuckers, you can just see what they do because they let you know. They're not ashamed of it, and they're not really so proud of it. They got to tell you. They just put it out there so their reputation can maintain. You got to remember that I mentioned I was going to take my shit to a higher level. Well, I've done that shit. I ain't going to stop being a rosebud, but I got an agreement with some businessmen. And, you know, I'm going to stop being as combative on my interviews and shit like that. But what I'm saying is I'm going to be getting paid big bucks for what the fuck I'm changing. I'm very combative, even on interviews. You ain't making me agree with some goddamn news article bullshit. So what I'm saying, I have a series of game-related shit, books, with twists. And the twist is, it's straight legs with no motherfucking taste. It's telling you everything like it's supposed to be. Not about game, but about life and how game intermingles. It game, once a person has game, life is dictated by how they see life, and you see it through a prism of game. And I'm not including none of the bullshit that you motherfuckers think about the game in my shit. None. I don't believe in bitches pimping. I don't believe in the popo telling me what the fuck to do. I don't believe in society telling me how to do what the fuck I'm doing. And I got hell a real game from thinking like that. I keep telling you motherfuckers who want to compare me with, you know, whoever, your little idol or whoever the fuck it is. But, you know. You be believing they shit, it's fine. But you can't believe my shit because it's real and their shit, you try. and fail. But my shit is so simple and it's so much about you, you can't believe it. So you just say, I'm full of shit. So what, man? I'm the only one who showed you the shit I did. That's why even I'm head and shoulders above any of those weak game having motherfuckers that y'all talk to. I don't give a fuck who they are. You go ahead on and deal with them motherfuckers and what they be telling you. And once you run into the motherfucker that fuck with Bud or Sidewalk University, see how different you guys think. You got to check out the real John Dixon on Instagram. You got to check out RosebudTheAuthor.com. You got to check out AskRosebud.com. You got to check out all this shit. Yeah, I talk shit, but I back my shit up. In that regard, you and any other motherfucker who got a fucking nerve to compare me with some asshole that just made up some shit. I mean, you know, you're just going to be shocked. Real tough. So if you really want to know, if you really want to know if you about it, check your track record like I do. I ain't talking about my track record when I was pissing. I'm talking about my track record now. Since this social media bullshit been going on, I predict and I achieve. I've been doing that for 15 years in your face. That's not a big deal. The thing is, if you a man who project ideas and you see them to fruition, I mean, if you have principles that you live by that can fucking cut diamonds, I mean, I'm sure you don't need to ask no motherfucker if you down if you like that. But these fake motherfuckers who want to compare me to their shit, just gonna have a hard time answering that question unless they tell the truth. Hell no, they ain't down. I mean, that's the truth because the motherfucker they believe in ain't down. Being from the streets gives you a certain perspective on life. And what you do with that perspective is completely up to the individual who has the perspective. But it is not the same general perspective that everyone. So, you know, be judgment if you want to, but judge me on what I'm doing, not on what you think I did or what you think I'm saying. Judge me on what I'm saying and what I'm doing. You won't judge that. And you certainly won't judge that on your little particular leaders. Because, you know, I already did shit. Hella more shit. I'm going to do hell of more shit than damn motherfucker. And I'm doing new shit right now. I'm going to keep doing this shit till I'm done, till I'm dead. You can, you know, read my book, Single Mother, He's Your Son. And you can constructively critique it. It ain't got nothing to do with pimps or hoes. It got something to do with women raising boys on their own. You can read my book, Rosebud the American Pimp, and you can do the same thing. Critique it, you know, about whatever. I ain't perfect. But I'm so motherfucking close to being perfect that, yeah, I just think I am. But I know I ain't. I don't talk shit. I do shit. Another thing you got to keep in mind. You guys be running around, you want to get a lot of who did what and why. I mean, why do you want to get into that shit? That's the problem, one of the problems that we living with still today. In my opinion, it don't matter who the fuck's fault it is or who did whatever. The only thing that really matters is how the fuck do we stifle, stop, or prevent this shit from continuing to go on? Because it's interrupting the flow. You got to make sure you ain't got empty time or spare time. You shouldn't have time to even deal with that kind of shit. Sooner or later, you're going to start seeing the joy that I get in realizing that I'm different. I'm just different. I'm talking about I'm different from who I was a few months ago. Or I'm different than I was a few weeks ago. Shit. Matter of fact, I'm different than I was a few days ago. My dream, for some odd reason. Oh, but any motherfucking way, I'm just different. I always wanted to be a leader. I always wanted to be a leader. Period. And even though I thought it was going to be in the streets, which, you know, in the streets I did, I was a leader. I was a leader wherever I was, but it wasn't the type of leader I really looking for. Oh, God, no, I forget. Hey, you guys, I'm sorry. Fuck it. I ain't gonna answer. Some shit be fucking. I just want to know if you got any sales. Yes, I do. Sorry. All right, excuse me, fellas. You motherfuckers don't call in on 845-277-9263. Fuck you. I ain't finna go through no changes. I'm trying to answer your motherfucking phone call. I don't give a fuck about your goddamn ass calling me. Google Voice or wherever you calling from. I ain't finna go through all the changes. Goddamn it. Fucking damn it. Now, what I'm really saying about being a leader, you know, thanks to how much I've actually learned from fucking with you guys, something else you gotta learn about me. I act like I know every motherfucking thing. But I'm really learning a lot of shit as we talk. I mean, I don't know every motherfucking thing. I just know everything has a basis as far as where I'm coming from. So, my growth, my mind, and my abilities are just going places I've actually not thought about. I've dreamed about it. I've never fantasized about it. But it was a dream that, like, I did not really see me needing. But I kept going at it. I wanted what I wanted. I wanted to be an instructor, a teacher, a professor. But guess what? Everything I think about or thought about was all in a leadership role. And once I, you know, obtained my master's degree, and develop those series of books directed towards how we see our roles as parents, I just morphed into the man I dreamed of becoming. Because I kept trying. My dream was something I chased. Your dream is something you just dream about every so often, and you have whatever feeling it gives you. Fuck that. I am the person that I thought would be leaving something on the world. I'm in a different place than I was last year, and my life is steadily progressing. You better make damn sure that your life is progressing too. Time don't wait on you, and it ain't waiting on no one. And if you don't watch out, you're going to find yourself talking about, is it me or is I'm flying? Shit, I thought it was New Year's only yesterday. And here we are already in another year's end. I've always heard that the only way it won't be like that is if you love what you're doing. And I, fortunately, when you love what you're doing, you can do it for 18 hours straight and think it's only been 20 minutes. I love the life I live. And I'm fortunate enough to live the life I love. I just made 68 years old. I'm in good health. Take a few meds. But I ain't got no real physical problems, especially since the nigga Dixie of it. So shit, I'm almost at the top of the world. There's one very important message that I'm trying to deliver to you guys that I got from the streets, and I really hope I'm relaying it to you. A man is only as good as his word. If you stand on that in your principles, in the streets you almost miss all the violence. I had plenty of problems, but I handle them all with my conversation. Because I've told you, you know, once I tell you again, my mouth is a double barrel fucking booster. And I spray bullets, but they're really words. My motherfucking ass got a sawed off Uzi, and I will spray a motherfucker with hollow point words. I mean, that shit sounds good to say, but I remember when I said that shit one time. Motherfucker didn't give a fuck. He looked at me and big Hercules looking motherfucker was killing me. And I just went, man, this fool. What I'm saying is I realized real fast that I better look this fool in his eye and say some shit. You know, calculated. But that's gonna make him realize, man, he ain't gonna try me. You know, so what I'm saying is I did. That's what I did. Don't be mad at me for being sharp. Don't be mad at me for being able to Rolls Royce around the motherfucking jungle. And the animals ain't fucking with me. The lions and tigers and bears of the jungle all can recognize shit from sugar. But they still will put their nose in the sugar to sniff it. I mean, excuse me, in the shit to sniff it. Because of the confidence I have in being able to handle anything that comes my way, I can just be comfortable. I refuse to be anything less than the man I think I am. And I'm just saying, when I was really out there, me and everybody else did all we could to avoid fights and all that bullshit. And I keep hearing about all the craziness you motherfuckers going through. You know, and I just wonder, when will the shit stop? I mean, do you think a woman would prefer an early 20th century man versus a 21st century man? Let me ask another question. Do you think a woman know the difference between a 20th century man and a 21st century? Do you know the difference? I'll tell you the basic difference. But it is much deeper than this. 21st century men empathize with women. Early 20th century men don't. I mean, that's the basic difference between the two types of men. And if any woman who sees this, I hope you'll chime in and let me hear your opinion. I have a lot to say, but I'll do it on the show. But when something goes wrong in a woman's world, a 21st century man will empathize with her, while a 20th century man might sympathize with her. I'm not saying which is better. I'm only helping you see the difference. In my opinion, a woman don't, and I repeat, do not want a man who empathizes with her. Because once he shows that kind of emotion, she's never going to allow him to not show it. And he's going to become soft to her. Over time, his empathy will be perceived as weakness to her. And she'll cease having the love and respect she had, and instead, she's going to feel obligated to be with him. I mean, that's until she meets a 20th century motherfucker who hears her problems and give her about 7 seconds of sympathy. Because he understands her dilemma, but he ain't hardly going to, you know, live his life understanding her trips. He's just going to encourage her to live through her problems, and, you know, when he's fucking the shit out of her, you know, he's just going to tell her how the shit really ain't shit, baby, but, you know, woo-woo. He's going to make her want to come be with him. So that kind of shit don't happen. I mean, that's just the way it go, fellas. You got to understand that. Let me see if you guys got anything. 270, what's up with you, bro?
How you doing?
I'm good, brother. How about you?
Good. Man, I just wanted to give a shout-out, man. I watched American Pimp in 2000, man, and couldn't stop watching that shit for almost 10 years, man. I just want to give a salute. That's all we're doing, just saluting. I appreciate you, man, the gang. You ain't got to do this. You're doing this out of love. I appreciate it.
Hey, man, I got big love for you guys. I'm glad you see that, brother. I appreciate that shit, man. So all you guys...
I ain't got nothing else to say.
All right, huh? Cool, bro. Cool. 252, what's up?
Hey, what's good, Rosebud? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Hey, I'm good, man. I want to stop. I don't want to take up too much time, but can I kind of give an example or tell like a story that happened to me yesterday to go off being confident and being one with myself?
Let's go, bro.
So last night I went to the bar. I'm a chill type of nigga. I always tell myself when I go, I sit down, I get my 2 drinks, get my food, and I leave. So last night it was a party. I'm sitting there chilling. Bad bitches everywhere. Like I said, I stick to my principles and morals. I don't move because I know how I move. I'm not going to try to front somebody.
I really don't want to hear all this, you know, particular shit. Can you tell me what you have to say? I got a lot of callers.
I got you. So it was a female. She came for my attention. Instead of me speaking, I said, once again, if somebody going to speak to me, they got to speak first because I don't go out speaking to everybody because I'm a laid-back type person. So Shawty came to me speaking, getting my attention. Whoop-de-whoop. At the same time, she said, hey, what's your name? Can I get your number? I stopped and I said, here's my business card. She said, business card? How old are you? I said, I'm 23. She said, you don't seem 23. And I said, I know, because I stick to my principle more. It's like a lot of young niggas don't do because they don't know how to respect themselves.
Well, bro.
And after that, she took my car and showed her. Yes, sir.
Hey, bro, that shit is cool. But what is your point? Because you got to have principles. You got to have moral law, and I agree. But what's your point?
A lot of people my age, every time they see a little bit of action, they go jump on it. They don't know how to sit down and just let it play out.
How it is. You talking about the ABPs of life, always be playing. You know to understand shit and make moves so that moves don't be made on you. I understand that.
Yes, sir.
That's shit, bro. Thanks for the call. Yes. 442, look like some kind of international motherfucker. That's good shit, bro. Thanks. Come on, man. What's
Hello.
Up? Yeah, what's happening?
Yeah. What's up?
I got you. Come on. What's happening with you?
Yeah. So, long story short, man, I called last time, and I don't know if you remember me, but you said that if I send an email, you was going to send me a book. And I sent you an email. I never got back to that, but apart
What's
from that...
Name?
Pardon?
What's your name?
My name's Phil.
Phil, okay. Send me another email, Phil, and make sure you let me know. So, where are you from?
I'm from London.
Send me another email, and I'll send it to you, Phil. You got anything else?
Yeah. I got your email.
Okay, but do you have...
Yeah, but and again, you know, with your whole Sidewalk University, you know, I'm interested about it. But when I went on your website, there was really no breakdown of the curriculum, you know. And
hey, man, you can tell me there's no breakdown. We got all the breakdowns. All you got to do is go to the Sidewalk University page. It tells you all about Sidewalk University. It tells you how much it costs. It tells you two or three different payment plans that you can have. It tells you all that, man.
Yeah, I've seen that, but it's like
Wait! You said it didn't tell you shit. How can you say you've seen that and say it's not telling you shit?
Because I don't know exactly what I'm gonna learn and how I'm gonna learn it. You know?
Hey, bro, you don't want to fuck with me because I'm not finna hold your goddamn hand. It tells you what you're gonna learn. You want to know exactly what you're going to learn? You need to be in the program. If you don't want to know exactly what you're going to learn, then you got to take the goddamn summation of what you're going to learn. All that's about you and where you coming from, bro. That's all I'm saying. If you want to, you know, get down, come on. Join the group. Do what
it takes.
Yeah,
I want to get down.
Well, man, hit my PayPal. So you can be in the goddamn group, and you'll start seeing what they learn. I tell you a hell of shit as far as about conversation, as far as what a conversation is, as far as how you make what you think as far as your conversation understood. You people don't know that shit. People don't know what women think and what women want. I teach all that shit. So if you want to know, join.
Yeah, I'm more than willing to join. It's just that I was just hoping if I could have some sort of arrangement with you in terms of the financial payment.
Hold on. Excuse me,
843,
what's up?
Yeah, this is that boy Johnny from South Carolina. I just wanted to get into the raffle.
Want to do what?
I wanted to be a part of the raffle.
The raffle? All
right,
you ain't asked no question, man. See, that's fucked up. Why would you call
I'm listening.
You just want to be in part of the raffle. Instead of calling in and say, man, I'll be listening to your show, and I want to, you know, ask you woo-woo-woo, and you ask me a question. You automatically in the raffle.
Okay.
Well, man, you guys are sick to me. All right, bro, you in the raffle. We got your number. Brother from London, come on back, man.
Yeah.
Okay, bro.
Yeah.
No, listen, I don't want to hear what you're saying. What I'm saying is, I don't care anything about why you sitting over there saying and doing whatever the fuck you're doing. I care about what you're going to do about it. Now, if you want to sit over there and explain to yourself why are you going through whatever the hell you're going through, fine. I don't want to hear that shit.
No, I'm on that. I'm on that bitch nigga shit. Like, I'm on that.
You what?
I'm just trying to be a man and trying to, like, confront you with trying to get the solution to my issue. And I know you are credible for that.
Listen,
that's why I'm making this call.
Listen, you don't understand. You don't have any issues. You're suffering from lack of knowledge. That could be an issue if you motherfucking, you know what I'm saying is, but it's not. If you don't know, you don't know. So what I'm saying now that you know there is a way to come out of the bullshit you're going through, instead of thinking you can call me and I can magically say two or three sentences that's going to make you come out of that goddamn shit, you should see that the shit that you're trying to come out of involves a process, and you need to fuck with somebody that knows the process. If you hearing me, if you hearing people that call and fuck with me, comment or compliment or whatever, or even complaining, which you don't hear any complaints. The only complaints you hear, they don't like me. Bitch, I can't help that. Fuck them. But about my shit, nobody complains. Because if you use it, you're going to get what my shit is offering. And what my shit is offering is a better understanding of who you are and what the fuck you want. Now, how do you do that? I know that's your next question. Man, what's involved with that? I know you're thinking that kind of goddamn shit, which is not the shit I deal with, bro. Fuck you and fuck all that. I told you what I'm going to teach you. Let's roll if you want to roll. AskRosebud@gmail.com. That's my email. Go to PayPal. Hit my pull that motherfucking tab up and say send money and say whatever you want. You can get the course. You can get tools. You can get Sidewalk University. Or you can get all that at once. Every bit of that is on my site. So I do not understand, and don't get me wrong, bro, you ain't the only one that said they didn't see, blah, blah, blah. You ain't the only one that said that. And I know what I put on my site. And when I hear people say that, I know they're saying they want me to hold their hand. They want me to go on the site with them, and as we go through the site together, we talk about everything they see and have questions about. And then they'll convince your motherfucking ass that my shit is dope. Then you say, okay, I want to buy. Fuck that. I'm not, bro, tell me I'm not describing you, man.
Nah. That's a good theory, but that's not me, man. I'm just trying to be sure with what I'm getting into, you know? Because, like, I ain't trying to be one of them guys with regrets. Because I'm not, nothing's free,
bro,
you know?
Wait,
and this shit is expensive.
Listen. Let's say you was finna run across a train track. And you timed it and you jumped. But some kind of way your toe was still there and your toe got ran over. Okay. Let's say you was going across the train track. And you so stupid that you just stuck your toe out there and got it ran over. Which one matters to me? You don't get it, huh? You need everything explained. I could give a fuck why you saying what you saying. What you saying is your toe got ran over for whatever reason, but you ain't trying to accept how not to get it ran over again. You're trying to explain why it got ran over and how come what you was doing was what you was doing to get it ran over. Who gives a fuck, man? I don't want my toe ran over, so I don't want to know why you did the shit.
But I'm not trying to go past a train track in the first place. You feel me?
No, I don't feel you. What do you mean with your goddamn English talking?
No,
self?
Because you're using that analogy and...
Oh. Hold on,
you're saying, hold on. Why would...
You got to call me back. Hold on, man. Hold on. I got a phone call. Maya, you got to call me back or I got to call you when I'm done. I'm doing some shit. Okay. So, now, what was it, man? What was you saying?
Yeah. I said the analogy you use, right? With my toe being stuck on the train track. That in itself is a hazard. So I wouldn't put myself in a hazard situation.
Bro, wait, stop. You're getting half of what I'm saying. Because what you just said is half of what I'm saying. The other half, which you're not getting, is without you knowing it, you didn't suck your goddamn toe on the train track. Are you going to leave it there or are you going to change?
Of course I'm going to change it.
Well, then what are you asking the question about, bro? Because you're defending what you think. And if you're changing what you think, why would you defend it when you're changing from it because it's wrong.
I mean, I wasn't clear about it in the at first. That's why, but
bro, listen to me. You learning some shit right now. What I'm saying is you weren't clear. That's not my fault. That's your fault. That's you not knowing how to communicate. That's you not realizing that when you open your goddamn mouth, people can only hear what the fuck come out. And if what the fuck come out is not clear, then they're going to be guessing whatever the fuck they guess. Why? Because English is the only language where one word could mean several different things. So if you ain't using these particular words in the way you want them to mean, and I got them meaning some other shit, we're not communicating, are we?
Nah.
So, bro, what I'm saying, get game. Understand how game is got. This is how you get it. Understand it. Accept what the fuck you did that wasn't cool and adjust right now, not tomorrow. Adjust. If you fucking want to, you know, get past whatever you want to get past, understand, identifying what you want is the beginning of getting it. But once you identify it, you can't just sit there and just know what you want. You got to go get it. If it takes 10 steps, you stupid as fuck to look at the 10th step like you qualified. You only on the first one, and you looking at the 10th. No, if it's 10 steps, you better look at 2 through 9 before you get to the 10th. Because every bit of it is going to be teaching you what you need to learn. You can't ask questions. That's what you guys fucking used to. Getting on the computer, asking a question. That motherfucking computer don't care how you feel, don't care how you think, don't care nothing about your emotions. It's going to give you the answer. And you get the fucking answer, and you think you know what the question was asking. All you know is the fucking answer. Because all the shit that you missed, that the computer didn't take you through, that a real motherfucker like me gonna take you through till you get that answer. Because that's the only way you're going to know how to use that answer. Reading and getting an answer is rote learning, R-O-T-E, rote learning. Active learning takes place after that rote bullshit. Because that's all we learn in school. Read this, watch this, memorize it, and take the test. If you get the answers right, you're smart. Motherfucker, you can't take none of that goddamn shit outside and use it in real life. Whatever answers I give you, whatever answers you get in Sidewalk University, you can take your ass out in the real world and use them that day. That's the dope I teach, bro. So get with me if you want to, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to get with you, but like I said, you know, it's a bit costly. So I was hoping if you could make some sort of arrangement with.
Bro, all this shit I'm talking, and you still trying to explain why you trying to get with me? Fuck you! I don't need you to get with me, man. You get with me whenever.
I know you don't need me. I know you don't need me, but I need you to a degree. That's why I'm trying to do this.
Let me just put you on quiet, man, because you motherfuckers think I need to hear you talking. I don't need to hear your bullshit. You need to hear mine. And if you don't accept that, I'm with that, too. I don't give a fuck. Now one of you motherfuckers listening to me got to fuck with me. Only fuck with me if what the fuck I'm saying resonates with you and make you want to delve deeper. Other than that, I'm kicking shit way over your head. Especially you London motherfucker. You ain't got no goddamn sense. You keep trying to see the common sense. This is not common. So there's no common sense that your silly fucking London ass go motherfucking see. And the only way you're going to see is to drop that bullshit you got, defense mechanisms, and open up to the truth. You talking to an American nigga that know how to fuck with bitches. You ain't talking to no motherfucking that bow to no goddamn queen or whatever the fuck. I don't even bow to the president. I'm just letting you know, man, you talking bitch shit. And I'm going to give you another chance to talk. But I'm saying, if you come with the bitch shit, I got a big orange X over here that I write by your fucking name that I can click, and your ass is out. I ain't trying to hear the bitch shit, man. If you want to talk your bitch shit, get your own fucking YouTube channel and talk that bitch shit on the motherfucking goddamn your channel. Because I think that bitch shit is a disease. And if all that motherfuckers that on my channel hear that bitch shit, I'm exposing them to the disease. And it's contagious as fuck. Now, what the fuck you got to say?
I mean, with all that being said, I don't really have much to say, man.
That's the first time you was a man, you motherfucker. That's the first time you was a man. Well, I'm saying, dude, you want to fuck with me, you want to be real. If you don't want to fuck with me and you want to be some motherfucker that's just full of shit and talking, come up. Because I'm going to do you like this. And every motherfucker that come to Sidewalk University at one point or another, maybe not to this extent, but they get this. Because they all put shit. Every motherfucker, every 21st century thinking motherfucker full of shit, because all you're thinking about is how to please a bitch. You ain't thinking about shit about yourself. Hey, caller, I don't even know you. Ain't that what you think? Tell the truth.
Nah, it's not about that, for real. It's
wait,
about...
Stop. I like what you just said. I'm going to give you a chance to prove you ain't full of shit. Now, you said that's not true as far as you. It's not about pleasing a bitch to you, right?
Nah.
Without going into
it's about respect.
Can you be quiet? Without going through a whole bunch of shit, and if you're going to say I can take what you just said as the answer, I will. But why are you calling?
I felt like when I came, growing up as a youngin', I didn't have the right guidance, you know. So I feel like, you know,
okay,
the course that you can provide.
Wait, not having the right guidance could be why you are on some sort of wrong track. I didn't ask you, are you on the wrong track? I asked you, why did you call?
But that's one of the reasons why I called.
Okay, so you called because you think you were raised or some kind of way was led on the wrong track up to this point. Well, not this point.
No, not exactly. Not exactly. I'm not trying to explain why, but I'm just trying to really call to get the solution. That's right.
Go ahead and say it. Don't try to say it. Just say it.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm not trying, you know, I've been through life, you know, I've been through a lot of turmoils, but I know the answer, you know. So, you know, I'm just trying to get guidance from you through this course and this university. But like I said, you know, it's expensive, and I'm just trying to figure out some sort of arrangement that will be cool with you. And if it's cool, then I'm ready to go at any moment.
Check game, man. Check game. Listen to me. And I don't want to sound, you know, chicken shit. But I don't, you know, man, look. I go through a lot of shit. I give a lot of little deals, blah, 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 how the fuck you can fuck with me. There's one thing you can know. If you've been listening to me, if you've heard more than 10 or 20 of my shows, you know, people call in, talk hella shit, but don't nobody say anything about how fucked up I am. Fuck you, Rosebud. I spent that goddamn money on your fucking shit and it ain't shit. You ain't never heard no shit like that, man. Because that's not the case. You have heard people calling in saying whatever, plus, minus, blah, blah, blah. No minus, really, but just plus. some better than others. What I'm saying is, I don't hold your hand. That's what's wrong with you motherfuckers. You hear all the shit you hear. You know all the shit you know, yet you need something to make you make your decision. To me, you would be one of the motherfuckers that spend all your money and drop out. So why would I go through fucking with you, man? All you're going to do is drop out.
No, that's an assumption you're making.
Hey, that's not
because an I'm trying to learn. I'm
that's
still
not,
trying to learn.
Can you listen, man? That's not an assumption I'm making, because every single person in the past 5 years that I've been doing this shit, if I got to convince them of anything about what I'm doing, they're going to drop out. That's just how it goes. The only motherfucker that's going to be able to stand what I'm talking about is the motherfucker that can make decisions on their own. If I got to talk you into it, you ask anybody that fuck with me. I tell them not to fuck with me. Because if I got to talk you into it, man, if I got to show you this, that, and the other, then you ain't been paying attention to what should have attracted you. And if you have, and you've been attracted by what should have attracted you, you should be attracted by the confidence it takes to be attracted. I'm not just doing this shit. Everything I'm doing is on purpose, bro. I ain't stupid. So what I'm saying right now, what the fuck you gonna do, man? Keep trying to explain to me with your Lennox Lewis sounding motherfucking ass? Or what? What you gonna do? You good Lennox Lewis?
I'm trying to roll. I'm trying to roll with the winners.
Hey, motherfucker, you know you sound like Lennox Lewis, you London motherfucker.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that, but yeah.
Oh, listen to me, man. I'm telling you, your stomach is feeling funny, and you say, damn, I got a shit. You go to the bathroom and you sit on the toilet. What you gonna do? You gonna shit. What I'm saying is sometimes you get that feeling and you don't have to shit. So you get the fuck up. What I'm saying, motherfucker, right now, that's where you at. Shit or get the fuck up off the toilet. I ain't trying to hear your bullshit. I ain't no begging ass fucker because I ain't broke. Because what I'm saying is if you want to fuck with me, shit. If you don't want to fuck with me, get the fuck up off the toilet. Quit trying to hope I tell you something that's going to convince you. Because everything I'm doing is making sure you don't want to fuck with me. You know why I do that? Because I don't want no punk motherfuckers fucking with me. I'm going to be hard as a motherfucker the way I'm going to be in school so a punk-ass motherfucker could be saying, damn, but you're still not holding my hand. But well, fuck your hand, motherfucker. I'm like them motherfuckers that think you stole something. If you're trying to steal something, I'll fucking cut your hands off.
Yeah, so I'm sure you're not lenient with anything.
Man, it's up to you, bro. Get that through your head. Don't you know when Lennox Lewis stepped in that motherfucking ring, he know some motherfucker want to hit him in the jaw. So he's accepting that. He's accepting that he might get hit in the fucking jaw hard in the motherfucker, or worse than in the stomach. Oh my God. Oh, can you imagine when them motherfuckers hitting you in the stomach? So what I'm
saying, nah, yeah, that's painful.
Bro, what I'm saying is if you want to fuck with me, come on. Because what I'm saying is Lennox Lewis said he wanted to be a boxer. So he ducked under that top ring and between that middle ring. I mean, rope between that middle rope, he got in the ring. So he was really, hey, bro, I'd have been talking shit, me and Lennox, you know, and we walking, going to the fucking gym and shit. You know, and Lewis thought, yeah, well, man, here we are. It's time to do it. You know, I look at Lennox putting on this shit to get in there. I look at that motherfucker and say, you know what I mean? I changed my motherfucking mind.
Yeah.
Bro, I don't want to get hit in the stomach like you motherfuckers spitting and doing.
But that nigga knocked out Mike, though. He knocked out Mike. You got to give him that.
Man, you talking about boxing, you crazy motherfucker. I ain't talking about boxing. I'm talking about do a motherfucker want to risk what it takes to get what the fuck he talking about.
No, I feel you. But you see, this is the thing, right? You know why I fucks with you? Because you cold-blooded. But the only problem is how cold you are. And, you know.
Fuck you.
You know.
That's how cold I am. Fuck you and damn you. You ain't got to talk. You know what, man? This is how cold I am. Fuck you and damn you. And I'm going to block your ass out. Fuck you, man. I don't give a fuck about this. Man, I don't give a fuck. I was trying to help this motherfucker, man. See, he just being a punk. But if he just want to be a punk because he see I ain't, that's what I'm here, man. I don't give a fuck about that motherfucker. And you guys got to know Bud by now. Bud don't give a fuck. I do need money. What I'm doing is what I do to make money. But you think I'm finna kiss your motherfucking ass so I can get your money? Motherfuckers, too many motherfuckers out there that want to give me their money. Because they know my shit is right. They believe in my shit. Even when they're insecure about the shit. He was a pimp. You know, and you could be trying to pimp me. That's what you think, man. I don't give a fuck. I'm glad you think. Excuse me. I'm glad you think that. You know why? Because suckers close and think sucker shit. You ain't got no pussy. How the fuck am I going to pimp you? Motherfuckers out. Man, my God. He coming in. I'm kicking real shit, man. Motherfuckers out pimp sell pussy. I don't know what you talking about. But listen, you guys, the thing about Bud, thing that you do not understand about Bud, there is absolutely no way I'm going to give a fuck about what you're talking about. Period. I just like, you don't see me on nobody, well, you do see me doing these particular do. But I don't get on no motherfucker's channel. I don't be trying to share my shit with, you know, who, the only person I do that with is me. But I'm saying, man, motherfuckers don't think like me. And they ain't supposed to think like me. How the fuck I'm going to be different if every motherfucker think like me? There's only a few people who can separate my shit from the real shit that I'm talking. Because I talk hella shit. But I do not talk bullshit. So there's only a certain caliber of motherfucker that's going to be able to understand this is the shit Rosebud talks. Now, as far as is this shit real? Man, all of it's real. None of it's a lie, but a lot of it is just fluff. Well, no, I take that back. It ain't fluff. But it's filler shit because I'm not the nigga to just tell you. Put your left foot in front of your right foot, and then put pressure on the left foot, raise your right foot up and bring it forward, and then step down. What I'm saying is that's how you walk. You think I'm going to tell the motherfucker that? I seriously don't care about how. Matter of fact, they say ignorance of the law is not an excuse. Ignorance of this game is not an excuse. So if you want to claim ignorance, just be ready to suffer the consequences. Irvin Mack, I do love what you do. I love what you do too, man, because you be fucking with me, man. Big baby. That was cold blood. Okay, whatever. You got on the way, no trainer. Lexi Lewis sounding that, whatever, I don't know. But can my 10-year-old daughter call in and you give her life advice? Man, Huck Finn. No. No, Hug fan. See, you see how I pause? That's a serious question to me. And I really, really, really want to fucking give this nigga a good answer. And the only answer I can say is this, man. She's 10. She's too influenceable, or whatever. She's very easily influenced. And the only influence she should be getting is from you. Period. And you care enough to even ask me that shit, which I respect. But you got it in you. The same thing you thinking I might say, you got it in you. Finn, you really fucked me up with that, man. But it's cool. I'm all the way east, bubble fuck. Egypt make me a deal, Rose, but Egyptian parents and daughters is very expensive. Man, be on the way, you motherfucker. You better offer me some shit, or I ain't offering you shit. Mine is what it is. You better make me an offer that I can understand, and we might can talk, bro. I ain't, you know, not ill. It ain't like I don't want to deal with them. I done made hella deals. I done gave the shit to people for free. Shit. Hey, all you motherfuckers, listen to me. Fuck with me. That's all I can say. Fuck with me. Fuck with motherfucking Sidewalk University. See what it does. See how it changes your perspective on who the fuck you are. All right, I'm out. Yeah.